which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
All right. Just let me know when y'all are on down.
Ready.
Okay. All right, so we are officially open at 10:03 for the first item on the agenda, which is open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and unusual unless it's a statement, an item on the agenda, we cannot make a statement back to it unless that is a factual statement about what it said. So at this point, anyone from the audience wishes to address the court? Commissioner?
No, just hope everyone enjoyed the Christmas holidays and got a chance to spend some time with their family. It's a great time of year, and New Year's is coming up, and it's kind of a time to renew, and everybody makes their resolutions that they're going to break, but it is a chance to renew and to reflect back on all things that you do have to be thankful for. So I hope everyone takes that opportunity.
I'm not
going to
follow that up. That was pretty good.
All right.
No football courts this week. Happy New Year to everybody. We do have a game coming up, but we we'll get to play.
There you go.
We'll talk about that next week.
Next court. Mister. Good. All right, we're good as well. Everybody everybody has had a great holiday as well, but also a safe New Year's coming up. But that's always a trying time to be on the road, so be safe and be careful out there. We will move to item number 2, which is discussion and possible action regarding an agreement with Tyler Technologies in the amount of $1,900 for remote access services to review the county's payroll configuration and assist with implementation of overtime requirements under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Corey, you want to give us a little bit of detail, in-depth detail explanation about that?
It is as clear as mud.
It is.
So with this bill, we're going to have to
So this is in relation to the taxes that are paid on overtime and the One Big Beautiful Bill that you don't pay taxes on overtime and how we have to figure that, right?
How we have to report it.
Okay.
Because it only pays on the FLSA approved overtime, which would be anything over 40 or 86 for
officers.
And so we don't track it that way. And it only pays the half of the 1.5%. So our overtime calculates 1.5%. So it shows in your total overtime, 1.5% of the overtime, in which our overtime, we pay overtime for holiday, which that's not included in the FLSA. Theirs is just basically anything over 40 or over 86. And so we pay.
And it only pays on the percentage over.
On the half.
On the half,
right.
Okay.
And, of course, that's the filer when they get filed. It's only for $12,500. I think it's a max on an individual term. But we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Oh,
geez. So Tyler's going to have to go in and look at how they can configure that half percent to go into a certain box for the W-2 versus how we're set up.
It's easy to say it now, but this all should have been rectified during the filing. Their individual filing is not through us. But I know the bill, but we're not the only ones having to do this. This is going to be a nightmare for a lot of folks.
60% of the state uses Tyler Technology, so.
Right, but everybody has different policies on how they pay overtime. So some is probably going to be more complicated than others. But with our CBA, there's certain things that we pay overtime on that are not required by FLSA.
But is required by our policy and our contract.
Okay.
All right. So what we're needing to do is get approval on that, and we don't. So on the signature portion of it, as you were talking about, can that be signed by me, or can Christy sign it? Can we approve for Christy to sign it upon?
Right.
And who else needs to review that other than Christy? on how it's going to be done.
Review the proposal?
Yeah, I mean, once the proposal, right now we're just approving for them to come in and spend the money to do the, to look at.
Right.
I'll bring anything.
And then you'll come back.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, I'll bring anything.
So this is a motion to approve $1,900 to have Tyler review and
remotely.
Yes.
And if I could say that the quote is for $1,900 plus any travel expenses and those types of things. That's why in the section that we have it for the line item transfer, I have $3,000. So I don't know if you want to put that caveat in this.
In the actual.
So up to $3,000, depending on travel and other expenses. So I'll make the motion to approve up to legal. Is that, tell me what we're at on Denise. Is that going to be, is that going to suffice before I
Oh, you're wanting to include that in two. Okay. Yeah, I thought you were going to address that in three. Yes.
We can do it in both.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion to
just approve them right here and then we'll make the motion on item number
three. No, I think it's probably a good idea to go ahead and say up to the $3,000.
So that's what I'm doing. Okay. I'm going to make a motion to authorize to spend up to $3,000 to have Tyler remotely review our tax withholdings for the One Big Beautiful Bill Act.
And authorize.
And authorize Christy to sign. Christy Court. Oh, Christy Rock. Whatever.
Christy Court Rockford.
Yeah.
All right.
Sign. And that's a motion.
All right. I have a motion by one.
I'll
say a second by two. Any further discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And then item number three, which is discussion, possible action regarding a line item transfer for the previous item, which is management information systems from 001-111-53830 for contingency of $3,000. To 001-105-54190 software and programming of $3,000. Purpose to provide funding for One Big Beautiful Bill Act payroll configuration review by Tyler Financials.
So moved.
So that's just to get the technology changed. I have a motion by one, a second by three. Any further discussion on that one? All in favor? Again, I'd just like to make a note that that's another thing that comes down the pike that we're having to change, that they did not give us the funding to change, but we have to spend the money to do it. Yeah. All right. Item number four, acknowledgement for recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor for December the 23rd. Ms. Penny?
From the general fund, $27,279.01. Adult probation, $71.88. Airport, $198.20. For a total payment of $27,549.09.
Moved to accept it to the record.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number five, discussion and possible action regarding payment of December 30th. 2025 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and specifically as follows. Item A, $32,950 from the general fund 001-111-57550 to Road and Bridge Concrete and Excavations, Inc. for paving, excavation work, and pump truck for metal building addition at the expo. And B, $2,362.50 from the special grants fund 081-927-53000 to Architects, Inc. for A&EPs for work completed through 11/30/2025 for the public health building and as listed, Ms. Penny?
From the general fund, $347,639.44. Road and Bridge, $86,919.41. Adult probation, $298.20. Airport, $1,880.77. Consolidated accounts, $8,072. ARPA, $2,362.50. For a total payment of $447,172.32.
Move to go ahead and pay the bills.
Quick correction, Judge, on 5A.
You said road and bridge concrete and excavation?
Mm-hmm.
Just to clarify, that's not that RB stands for Randy Brown Concrete and Excavation, not road and bridge.
Oh.
I don't know that it matters, but it means we're reading it in the minutes.
All right, we'll make that correction to RMB to say Randy Brown. Concrete and excavation.
I amend my motion to for Randy Brown. Right. Concrete excavation.
Motion by one.
Second.
Second by two. Any further discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number six, acknowledge for the record a purchase of two ProNote 1.5 currency counters from the Special Fund Motor Vehicle Inventory Tax Interest, which is under the control of the tax assessor collector. Octavia Guzman, you are up.
I just wanted to put it on the record that I used my VIT funds, interest funds, to purchase two money counters for one for Orange and one for Ryder. Okay. I needed the update. The other ones we have.
Just more for the record.
Yes, more for
the record. Appreciate you willing to use your fund, and I'll make that a motion. Accept that into the record.
Motion by one, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Vote.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number seven, discussion and possible action setting a date for a workshop meeting to discuss modification repairs to the sheriff office facilities.
Move the table. I'll move the table.
Judge, commissioners.
Buy a couple more pieces of reindeer.
Okay, I thought we agreed there'd be no more work at the sheriff's office until we finished all the pods completely. Is that
not to be said in public?
I don't know. Oh, sheriff, I'm sorry.
Judge, commissioners, talking with the sheriff last week, we'd like to set up a closed door workshop second week in February, Commissioner's Court in February. That way we have time to get the blueprint, everything marked up, to be able to submit to Commissioner's Court on what type of work is needed inside the county jail.
And I would take
I don't know what date that is.
And I would take it this would be to better secure the jail?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So we would not want those repairs and stuff to be at public at this distance?
Yeah, yeah, no, not this time.
Tell them how to get in the building?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure he passed that through Denise.
So,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yes. Maybe
or,
not.
Or maybe not.
Or it will be passed.
What's the first court in February is?
You said second court in February, didn't you?
24th, 27th. I don't know what the second court
24th.
Yeah, it should be the 24th. So we want to set up a workshop for 9 a.m. How long do you think this is going to take? Or to go over all of it?
The last one we started at 9, we got finished it. Like
can we? Well, so you're wanting to do this in closed session, so it can't be a workshop. So do we just need to make that an agenda item on the 24th as a
closed session?
In addition to a public.
Well, do
in
we wouldn't
workshop?
Do a well, I was saying
we need
don't
to do a closed session
workshop,
before we
so
do.
I don't know exactly what it is
workshop.
You guys are talking about.
Okay, so they're wanting to have a closed door session to be able to discuss repairs and stuff that needs to be happening at the jail.
Okay,
so we could make that public.
Got
security
it.
Stuff. So, would we need that just as a closed item in the regular agenda as a closed session item?
Yeah, we can do a closed session to discuss those kinds of matters.
Yeah.
At any time, at any. Yeah. Any agenda, because there doesn't need to be a posting or a public notice requirement.
Yeah.
If there are non-security issues, those cannot also be addressed in closed session. So, like, we're fairly limited. We can only discuss the issues that are truly security matters. So if there are additional matters that need to be discussed about changes and upgrades, then you'll probably also want to do a workshop.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
But we can start with a closed session on the next agenda so that we can identify the public versus non-public issues and
okay.
then set the public workshop for
after
anything
that.
That's publicly disclosable.
Is that good, Sheriff?
So do we want to do that on the first meeting in February to set all that up?
Yeah, we can do that. I just want to give enough
session.
Time with the Sheriff Department to look over the blueprints for we can mark the stuff that's going to be more crucial that doesn't need to be discussed in public versus the stuff that doesn't matter.
All right, so let's, you want to do that, we could do a closed session on the 10th.
Okay.
And items that would that need to stay there, then anything else we would schedule a workshop on the 24th for.
Okay.
Is that good? Does that give you enough time, Kirk?
Yeah, that's why we're picking February, because that's all we, I need more time to get all the blueprints together and submit it all to y'all for review.
All right, so we're going to do. So we can set that. We can set the workshop session on the 10th. But right now, we're just going to have a closed.
I thought you were doing the closed session on the 10th.
On the 10th, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, on the 10th, and then we can schedule on the 10th for the 24th workshop session once we know what it's going to need.
Yep.
Okay.
So, are you looking at 2025 calendar or 2026
calendar?
No.
26.
So it's the
10th. Yeah. The 10th and the 24th are the two in February. Okay.
Which calendar are you looking at?
Yeah. I didn't
I got nothing, huh?
All right.
All good.
But are we going
to
have...
No action needs to be taken. It'll just be a closed session item.
Yeah, just a closed session.
Yeah, we're at school. All right. So there's no action on that one at this time. Item number 8, discussion and possible action, set up and accept fees for the Orange County Building Rental Contract as discussed in prior set public workshop. Possible action may include authorization of county judge and judge pro tem to sign the same pending legal review. Denisha, in case we have questions and stuff. So anyway, so we had a workshop this morning with the discussion around changing some of the facility contracts that we have currently in place that were pretty convoluted and stuff to streamline those. To streamline the fees, to try to make it a lot more user-friendly on both sides of the deal. And so I think that we were, any things we have. So first thing that we would have to do if the court so chooses is we had adopted back in 2019 an operating policy, an operational guidance policy. So the first thing we would have to do if we so choose to would be to
Dissolve
this one with the upon the exception the acceptance of the new ones at the same time.
Correct.
So
that pending
would be,
legal.
Yeah, pending legal review because there's a couple more changes we found in the workshop that we need to make with some language. So do y'all have any discussion or questions on those items, or do we want to move forward with that?
I'll make a motion to dissolve the previous documents in exchange for the documents presented with legal review.
Second.
Effective date of the adoption of the new documents?
I think we wanted it by the first of the year, right?
Please.
So you want to put that in your motion?
Yes, sir. Make it effective January 1.
Okay. All right. So I had a motion by 1 and a second by 2. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you. Item number 9, discussion possible.
Appreciate all your efforts in
yes.
that. It's been a long time coming and it's been needed.
Yeah. Item number 9, discussion and possible action to adopt written policies regarding hours for Bluebird Park and other rules relating thereto. These policies are in accordance with the recent action of the court to close the park to public overnight use. Again, Ms. Denisha, you may need to come up for that. You just should have stayed there, but that's okay. Good exercise, I guess, coming back and forth. All right. So this was originally brought up by Denisha and Commissioner Trahan. So if y'all want to have any discussion on that and any more about what it is, or do you want to make a motion for the approval of your hours?
Just want to make
either way.
Well, as I said, we've had some activities out there after dark that aren't good for the park. We've burned down a part of our dock. Someone's done donuts out in the middle of the parking lot. And we spent a lot of money out there at that park, over $500,000 in the last few years to kind of renovate and fix that park up, and we're trying to protect our facilities out there. So we decided to shut the park down at 8 p.m. until the following morning, 6 a.m. So basically the park will be open from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. And I believe legal has created a document to kind of codify what we talked about.
So I did codify the open hours and then also elaborated on the prohibition against overnight camping, wrote in the exception for active trailering and launching of boats and other vessels. And I had also asked Denise about, we at all our parks, we don't allow alcohol. So I wanted to add that to what she presented, that no alcohol is
allowed to be consumed or displayed in the park. And so,
in Bluebird specific?
It's really going to be all the parks.
So this document,
just this document is Bluebird.
This document is exclusive to, so if you guys want to pass a separate alcohol policy, I would recommend not putting it in this document right now, but doing a separate document that pertains to all county parks.
Yeah, because the one issue with that is our other parks are the basic closed parks like this one. Mm-hmm. But when you get into Britt City, into that is considered a park that Bailey Road, mm-hmm. and the crabbers and fishermen and all that stuff out there, and I don't know how you would control the alcohol on something if you're saying
well,
no
it's
alcohol,
not a matter right? of so, it's not a matter of controlling it. It's yeah. a matter of being able to enforce it. If there is an issue out there, mm-hmm. and the officers, you know, are called for an issue, they can't do anything if there's not a rule against it. So that's it's
well, but then you have the issue of selective enforcement.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So we've already, Commissioner, if I'm not mistaken, we already have that rule at Claiborne, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
I believe there's a general park rules document that I found. I cannot find when it was approved or how, you know, it's, and again, we're going to have a workshop on that in 2 months that goes over all this for all, each park. But it's a general rule already, to my knowledge, that alcohol is not allowed on county parks.
Because that brings up an issue at Bluebirds, because you are launching a boat.
If it's not an open.
And then, well, once you leave the boat ramp, you're in public water. On the boat ramp, you're on our park. So how do you say that you cannot have alcohol in your boat when you're leaving that facility?
It says can't be consumed or displayed. Yeah, so it's not, you can
drinking it.
You can't be drinking it at our
just know that that's a real hard area to get into.
Yeah. Well, and we don't have to put now. I wanted to, but that's, yep.
I think we probably need to.
Well, let's
and
be
is there
clear
a better
about
way
what's
to say. I just copied the verbiage for no alcohol to be consumed or displayed from the Texas Parks and Wildlife list of rules. That's how they word it. So if there's another way to word it where you can be transporting your 12-pack in your boat, but you can't be consuming it, or do we just say not
well,
consumed?
I think consumption would be that fits what it is. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, we spent quite a bit of money on putting a playground out there. We're fixing to spend more money covering it. So with children and such out there, I think that it's a pretty good idea to
outlaw. And I'm going to ask the sheriff, would the consumption language be good enough for that, if that was an issue, that if somebody went out there that they were consuming it on the park as opposed to it's just in my boat and I'm leaving?
But if it's in your Yeti.
I think that's pretty similar to a liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
You can't consume alcohol on the premises, but you can obviously purchase and transport the alcohol.
So I think the consumption language would fit that.
Okay. And I'm moved to make that addition to it.
So in the draft that I have, just add a section that no alcohol may be consumed on the property.
Correct.
And this is exclusively to Bluebirds at this point.
At this point.
Okay.
And also, the current language says Bluebird Fish Camp, because that's what I guess they've called it. Mm-hmm. It's Bluebird Boat Ramp or Park. We need to decide what we're going to call it. It's because it's Fish Camp is the restaurant. The county park is.
We are the Bluebird Park.
I think it's, we could go Bluebird Boat Ramp and Park, or we could
slash
go Blue,
park.
Yeah, or we could
the
say
the sign Bluebird. Says Bluebird Boat Ramp, Orange County Park.
Okay.
So I like I feel like just the boat ramp is, it needs to say both almost. So either boat ramp and park.
I would say park and boat ramp.
Park and boat ramp.
But if we're going to do that, we need to change the website, because
yes.
The county's website says fish camp.
Yeah,
which
all those,
that's why my document says fish camp. Right?
Okay. Just change the website too. So
yeah.
I think.
Yes.
Okay.
So
park and boat ramp.
Yes.
All right. So you're amending your motion, Commissioner?
Yes, sir.
Motion by one. Second by three.
And you authorize the judge to sign.
I think that was in there, but yeah.
And authorize the judge to sign.
So we'll just email him that new document?
No, that actually wasn't.
I have to make changes to it, but okay. I'll send it to you for approval, and then once, if you think it matches everything they said, then we'll send it to him for signature.
Okay. Any questions for me?
Just clarification, I think, a little bit, just to be clear about why we're doing this. Within the last 6 months or so, the dock has been caught on fire twice, I believe.
Yes.
We've had a side-by-side parked on the brand-new park equipment that we bought and burnt down, nearly burning up $100,000 worth of new park equipment for our kids.
Right.
The trash is overwhelming with beer cans and wine cooler bottles and tires. And
yeah, we're going to have a cleanup detail to go out there and pull some of the tires that have been dumped right across. So we're trying just to control this.
I'm glad you said that because I actually included a section in there to prohibit the bringing of any items on for the purpose of dumping or disposal.
Okay. So we had a lot of issues out there.
Not that we don't want people using the park, it's we want people using the park responsibly so that the kids can, you know, who need it, get the opportunity to use it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. We're good. All right. Motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Denise and Denisha, for your work on that. I appreciate it.
All right, item number 10, discussion of possible action to approve a capital outlay purchase of a six-way dozer blade for the skid steer for $7,847 with funds to come from a contingency. Tracy's not here apparently, so Colin, is she, buddy?
Yes, sir.
So this is an item that they're wanting to use for road and road repair. This was one that we did not foresee in the budget as we did it because we didn't know we needed the item, but it is a usable item. To help us continue. Y'all been doing great road work. I want to tell you that. Thank you. And I know we're moving ahead, and this will just help us continue to do that. But it would be a contingency purchase item.
I thought we were moving it from the building fund.
It just after talking to it and after having discussions, I just think it's better that we use it from contingency at this point.
So are y'all going to have them come back and put a line transfer on this, or what is your intent?
Yes, we'll have to do that.
Okay.
We want to get it improved because this is the first time that they've been able to hear it. So.
I think the little skid steer has been a great addition. We've done a lot of work with it. We're able to go and do smaller sections of road while our big crew's working on larger roads. I think we got a lot of work done this year, and I'm present, so I'll make a motion to go ahead and approve this.
What this blade will actually allow us to do is not have to move the large maintainer all over the county back and forth. This will take the place of that on these small Harvey or large Harvey repairs.
Yeah, and us other small repairs in general.
Our narrow roads where there's hardly any room.
Yeah, the maintainer does too much. All right, I have a motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, and she sits in a spot that I can't see her just today. And so I just want to make sure on the next agenda that we have the contingency line item number. Okay. All right, thank you. Item number 11. That's why you're still up here. Discussion and possible action regarding minor plat of 37.56 acres in the Josiah Reeves Survey, abstract number 164, Orange County, Texas, and tracts number 1, 2, and 3, Hamilton Estates. This plat is reviewed and approved by Orange County Road and Bridge and Orange County Drainage District. The proper review, filing, and reproduction fees have been paid, and proof of tax payment has been provided. Again, Kellen, you're up, so you're ready to go. I just need a motion. I need got a motion by three, second by two. Further discussion?
What precinct? It's not on the motion, so I don't know. It's not one, I don't believe. I wanted to kind of look at it before we voted on it, to be honest with you.
Normally the precinct's on the agenda.
Yeah.
Dave
Vaughn,
this is
Day Farm.
Oh, yeah. Day Farm, people go.
Yeah. It's off North Bilbo.
North Bilbo.
It's in precinct 2.
Yeah.
Almost in Newton County.
Yeah.
You're welcome. All right, so all in favor.
It is. Cayutes.
Pivotos right in the middle.
That's all the way to it. It's still presenting.
I know, it's strange. How'd I get one road backwards?
That's one that y'all keep bouncing back and forth in redistricting.
I guess so, yeah. No, actually, that one doesn't. That's always been too.
That one's almost in Newton County. But then,
yeah, we should give that in the bubble.
Yeah. Newton County.
Yeah.
You know, when Tracy's here, he walks down the bench with it real neatly and gets everybody to sign.
Kelly, yeah, let me tell you, buddy.
But this is a learning opportunity. Learning opportunity is what we call it.
Just blame it on Tracy. He didn't give you clear enough direction.
Right.
Blame it on him.
Then you come get it, roll it back up.
That's some of Mike Hamilton's.
Okay, yeah. I've been back in there before. I don't guess any of the family live back here anymore.
I don't think so. His son's got that restaurant in the county that's good. And he turned it once, but it's good.
Item number 12. Come in there. Discussion and possible action to accept a Federal Highway Administration Award, grant number 693-JJJ32640191 for the Safe Streets and Road Actions Plan and authorize the county judge or judge pro tempt to sign the same. The total award is $208,000 with a local match of $41,600. This is a grant. We do the same grant every year. It's just additional funding to come in to help us with our some of our road work. So
moved.
One
second.
Motion by one, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 13, discussion and possible action regarding approval of Amendment 1 of the Master Grant Agreement Contract for fiscal year 2026 between Orange County and Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. I don't think Ms. Janelle is here.
Hey, Judge, we agreed to do this for a one-year period. This does not extend that one-year period, does it?
Yeah, I was looking at the dates on it. Contract date October 15th, 2025, so it goes for the full year to September of 2026.
Well, one is a master grant between Orange County and South Texas. The second one is amendment for you guys to pilot project. But that's two different.
14, yes.
Yeah, so this is just the original contract itself. Okay. 13.
So no extension of time?
No extension of time.
Okay.
All right. So a motion by two?
I'll second that.
Second by one. Any further discussion?
Just to clarify, it's no extension of money either, is it?
This is
yeah. No,
it's all paid through
the first
regional planning.
Yeah, the first one's just Orange County, but it is, yes, yeah, just our money for this next year.
Yes. Okay, so we're not
No, this is just for the 1 year, and then the next item would be the one that's got the Jefferson County stuff in it. And it has the same time frame on it, but yes. Okay. Two separate
years.
Yes, ma'am. So, motion by two, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Now, item number 14 is discussion and possible action regarding approval of Amendment 2 of the Master Grant Agreement Contract for the City of Jasper Pilot Project Fiscal Year 2025 between Orange County and Southeast Texas Planning Commission. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. And this one is the one for the Jasper project. And it is not an extension of this either.
Second.
I'm just making sure as I'm reading through this.
For the record, the it expires on August 31st of 2026.
Yeah, okay. All right, who is my motion? Motion by three.
Is it August?
Yeah. Motion by three.
Second.
My second was one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 15, discussion and possible action to authorize the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the contract with H2O Partners, Inc. for administration services pertaining to the application, preparation, and project implementation for the county's local hazard mitigation plans program through the Texas General Land Office pending legal review. Mr. Ardwain, you are up, buddy.
Judge, Commissioners, this is that y'all approved the committee to review the ones a while back, quarter a while back. This is the actual contract, H2O, got the received the contract, and this is the name of the review.
So moved.
I have a motion by one, second by four. Any further discussion?
Every five years.
Yeah, we have to have a local mitigation plan in place, and then we have to update it.
Covers the cities.
All right, I have a motion by one, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 16, discussion and possible action to authorize the county judge or judge pro tem to execute task order number one with H2O Partners, authorizing the firm to begin work on the local hazard mitigation plans program, planning grant application. I mean, this is actually their first step, right?
Yes, sir.
For that. All right, motion by four. Second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I think it should be noted for the record that I didn't have any problems or concerns or make anybody change anything.
Well, duly noted.
I think that would make this a red letter day, wouldn't it? It's a red letter day, without a doubt.
You were always quick to say whenever you have the changes you need. We ought to be able to say that you didn't have any.
There you go.
Excellent point. Excellent point.
They're learning out there.
They are. All right, item number 17, discussion and possible action regarding awarding IFB 25004, the Dynapack Roller.
Second
by three, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 18, closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.074 to deliberate the appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, and dismissal of a public officer or employee or to hear a complaint or charge against one or more officers or employees. Ms. Denise, who would you like to have?
It will be the court, myself, Lori, and Kellen.
All right, and we are closed, going in closed session.
With recording.
With recording. We are going in closed session at 10:40. So we're going to open. Are y'all good down here? Okay, we'll open back up at 10:48 for any action necessary.
I recommend no action at this time.
Right, no action needed. So item number 20, we were going to go back into closed session. Health Point Texas Government Code 551.071 to discuss with Assistant County Attorney one or more discreet and unrelated matters regarding pending and threatened litigation, as well as to seek or receive information and advice from Assistant County Attorney on legal matters that are not related to litigation or settlement of litigation, but are matters in which the duty of the attorney otherwise conflicts with Chapter 551. Who do we need, Ms. Denise?
That would be the court, myself, Penny will need to be in, the sheriff will need to be in. We have multiple matters, so we'll start with that.
All right, so we're going to close at 10:49. All right, so we're going to open at 11:17 for any action necessary.
I recommend no action at this time.
All right, so we will move to item number 22, which is discussion and possible action to certify and adopt a special budget under LGC 111.0108. This section allows for the adoption of a special budget for the receiving and use of revenue received after the start of the fiscal year from a new source not anticipated before the adoption of the budget. As allowed under its TCOL certification, the Orange County Sheriff's Office will charge a materials and supplies fee for the purpose of recouping the cost of necessary materials and supplies for academy training. This special budget will be set up as a separate general ledger fund and allow for the receipt and use of this new revenue as follows: revenue, sheriff training academy fees of $6,624, expense, training supplies and materials of $6,624. SB, I don't know if there's any necessary that you want to discuss about that, but basically.
So The number that we were given that is here is for 8 enrollees,
and now we
were just told that there was a 9th person. So I don't know if you want to go ahead and let them set it up at these amounts, and then
can we set up an up to amount, up to $10,000 and expenses of up to $10,000, and that way that line item would show that.
I'm okay with that. That would cover in case they have any, because they've still got another one.
May get another.
Yeah, they may need to get another one in.
Anybody else?
Right. So what this is for?
At last, and we're talking about within the last week, so
right.
Yeah.
And so if we could do that,
it's basically $828 a candidate. Basically, is that what I'm?
Yeah. Well, $10,000 would allow for 2-3 more people.
It would. Yeah. I looked at it, give or take, what you got to go off of is some of these extra large sizes or medium sizes.
Oh, uniforms. From
736 to 850 of those two.
I think saying up till 10 would probably cover, and in the event that there's a sudden rush of enrollees or additional expenses, we can come back on the next agenda.
And
increase if necessary.
Yeah, because it's just an expense in and expense out. We just have to show it because of the transparency issue. We have to show revenue in that we did not account for in the previous budget, because this is going to be new revenue coming in. Even though it's just a pass-through, it's going right back out, but we have to show it because we're taking it in as the county.
Excuse me?
No.
We needed to have this discussion before we did it set up, so there is not a
Long Shaquille O'Neal on Brandy's
body. Golly. That's a big man.
That's a big man. All right. So what we need is the action item, the motion to say up to $10,000 for expense and up to, and $10,000 for revenue out. Whoever makes that.
I'll make it.
All right, so a motion by 3.
Second
by
flip a coin.
Yeah, we'll go by 4. Yeah, everybody's in favor of this. It's a great idea. Yeah. Great thing. Thank you, Sheriff, for
this.
Thank you
for the work on it, Sheriff.
I hope it's going to help us.
Appreciate you.
Not only help our agency, but others as well, to be able to fill some of these spots. So, motion by 3, second by 4. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So now we will move to item number 23, which is discussion and possible action regarding adjourning Commissioner's Court meeting.
Judge, I forgot about Easton and LSU, but we won't talk anymore.
Okay, we won't.
Oh, A&M won the volleyball national.
Yeah, A&M won the volleyball national championship.
Yeah.
There you go. It was a good game, too.
Those last three games for A&M were kind of rough.
Kind of rough. All right, so we're going to go with adjourning this court. So I need a motion.
So moved.
I had a four and a 3.
That's okay.
And then any unopposed to adjourning?
No,
didn't think so. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, so we were opposed. We are done at 11:21.
All right, thank y'all. Appreciate it.
I voted no one time. Nobody noticed.